Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Men's Truth. At this point in time, I would like to show, on behalf of my brethren and myself, serious gratitude for the amount of listeners, the amount of support, the messages, the feedback for the last episode with our very esteemed guest, Dr. Karen Carpenter. We just want to publicly thank Dr. Carpenter for not holding back any of the truth that we as men needed to hear, and even the women who had somebody speaking on their behalf. We also want to big up our followers. Gentlemen, we have listeners in Barbados, we have listeners in Kenya, Ghana, Kuwait, Ireland, Qatar, and of course Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, United States and Canada. So all the listeners, all the supporters, and these people have been consistently listening to the episode. We just want to show gratitude by just giving you a shout out. And you can send us some names and addresses. Well, this is scamming age. We don't really need the addresses. Just send us some names so we can give them a public big up, right? But today we want to get into, a very, as usual, a very serious topic, but this one, I think this one is going to ruffle even more feathers. But before we get into it, as usual, I want to introduce my colleagues, my brethren, Mr. Michael Natu, the journalist, the poet. How are you doing this evening, man?
I've had better days, but...
Yes, man, life goes on. And, as usual, financial coach, sales coach, entrepreneur, Mr. Karim Ellis, Mr. Legendary himself. How are you doing?
Bless, bro. Bless. COVID free, you know?
It look like we've passed the worst with this COVID thing. Fingers crossed. So, hopefully we can get back to some semblance of normalcy. Especially in this era that we're about to talk about. And what we're talking about today is dating. We're looking at dating versus deism. And for our international listeners, we'll explain what deism is. But we're looking at dating versus deism. And I know Mr. Michael Natu, the reader man, he had something that he wanted to bring to our attention.
Most certainly. So I know you'll give them the definition of deism, but I recently came across this post on social media that pretty much sums up the crux of the problem, quote-unquote problem. I feel a lot of people have when it comes down to dating versus deism. And... So this gentleman shared that the talking stage in a relationship is supposed to last 2 years. The relationship stage is supposed to last 5 years. The engagement stage is supposed to last 3 years. Planning the wedding is supposed to last 1.5 years. And then you get married.
So that is what, 11 years? 11 years?
Yeah, we're looking at about 11 years. Yeah.
Yeah, some people would say, that's too short of a time. But I wanted to ask Karim, what are your views on dating?
What are my views on dating? It's pretty much just, getting to know the person, see the likes and the dislikes, see if you guys blend, see if you guys don't blend, find out the early habits, the early red flags,
But what you're saying, that sort of implies that you are testing the waters for hopes that something goes further. Is that it?
Well, I think for me, it's testing to see if there's something there, whatever it is. If there is just a sexual connection or if there is something deeper than that.
I think dating is pretty much feeling out your prospects. It's a dance of compatibility. It's trying to see who best suits your rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and this is not just among, it's not just between you and one person. It's multiple persons.
So you're saying this could happen simultaneously, because that's the question I was going to actually ask.
Yeah, that's definitely what I mean. I feel like you can date multiple people at once. But here's the kicker. That is the case, but it's something completely different when it's put against David. And yeah. For international folks wondering, let me first give you the spelling of that word. David. D-E-H-I-S-M.
Deism.
You know, those two things, they are completely different. And to my point about dating, exploring multiple prospects. But it becomes something a lot more serious when you consider the alternative, which is dating. It becomes something that is more concentrated. It's no longer about a wide pool of candidates. And it's pretty much about somebody at that point to see you are dating as opposed to, you know, a dazing kind of thing. It means you are almost being exclusive in a sense.
To me, and I agree with both of you, to me, dating, yes, dating is about trying to find out if there is anything there, if there is a need to go further. But the reality is, a lot of us date knowing fully well that it is not to go further. And so I think another part of it is dating in and of itself is an experience, a standalone experience with no expectation that we're going to be going beyond this. It's testing the waters. It is testing your waters in this time and in this moment and nothing beyond that, right? There is no expectation of anything evolving out of this? No. If something actually evolves out of this, that's fine. But I think a lot of times, and I don't know if it comes from the traditional past, we mix up dating with courting. And courting was usually, I have made up my mind that this is the person I want to get married to and spend the rest of my life. And so I am going through the phases of getting to know you. Hoping or expecting that is going to lead up to this regardless. Dating, I think dating, especially in all millennial and Generation Z context, doesn't necessarily have to lead to anything. We are far more sexually free. We are far more open-minded, which I don't necessarily get. Oftentimes you get, especially as men, you get this dirty look when you say, like, I mean, in the Jamaican context, they say if you and this person are talk, and talk usually means that if somebody see you go out with this person and you go out with that person, they automatically assume that you're having sex with all of these people when it could very well be dating, right? The days of now.
But let me interject a minute, Steph. If we're being honest. I mean, a lot of us guys just tolerate this dating thing for the amount of time that the woman want. Just really have sex.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's culturally because, like, even, I mean, in the European and the North American context, dating, even with the inclusion of sex, is something that is very normalized by men and women. So, with doing this dance, but it doesn't have to be a long dance, right? How long does it take for sex to be defined as dating or for dating to be defined as sex? Is it 1 week, 2 weeks? Is it a day? Like if we start having a conversation today and we have sex tomorrow, is that dating or did we just have sex? If it took 2 weeks, is that dating or were we, as Karim said, we just doing this thing leading up to sex? Is that really dating?
I don't think these things can exist independent of expectation. And then these would have to be expectations that are communicated. So if you are talking to somebody, quote unquote, if the expectation is and it's something that's shared with you, the expectation is that this will not be anything serious. We just want to, we are sexually curious about each other. Then it could happen the same day or the next day. That in and of itself could be considered
But I'm laughing because what if one party believes they're dating and the other part just killing time until the sex happen?
which majority of the time that's us.
Yeah, it happened more than we like. But,
yeah, because yeah. There is a fear that if you declare your true intentions, that you're going to lose the opportunity of sex. And I'm glad I've evolved out of that type of thinking, because I realize that it's far more rewarding once when you are honest and straight up with the woman and allows the woman to decide. Because a lot of women are starving for a man to allow them to have their own opinion and to make their own decisions.
Or for the woman to be honest and straight. Because sometimes women want these
things. Yes.
Like sometimes women just want that.
Freedom. Yeah, and they don't want to be judged by saying that they want that up front. Ah, I like that word you use, fling. That's the word I was trying to remember. The difference between fling and dating, you know? Well, I don't know. I mean, Karim is far more au fait with this dating thing than me, because... Yeah. Dating.
No wonder why you feel so.
Because I know you are a very outgoing man. You know, you're a very outgoing man. You know, well traveled. You know, so, and I know, taking a woman out to nice places and all of those things. Those things are defined as dating, right? I ask it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. Well.
Go ahead.
Well. Yeah.
because culturally, you know, culturally for me, where I'm coming from, those things were sort of reserved for the person you're already in a relationship with. And this is where the deism comes in. Like, even if it's not spoken out loud, there is an understanding that we are involved, right? And that's what the deism is, right? And because we are involved, even if it's unspoken, no, this doesn't mean mutually exclusive. It could mean that you have your man and I have my woman, but we're still there. And this is cultural, you know. And because we're there, because we are agreeing that something is going on between us, now we can start. I can start taking it to the movies. We can start doing things that are sort of couple-ish. Or deish, and that's what kind of distinguishes deism from dating in my mind.
So, if I'm to attempt to put that directly to our listeners, when you're there with somebody, it's essentially a solidified expectation that this person on some level is exclusive to you in either a sexual context, a social context, or perhaps even emotion. You know, because some people date people, but then they're without them.
Profound. I love that.
But expectations have a lot to do with these things. And you know, the point you made earlier, Steph, about some women not wanting to be judged because of the expectations, it's one that is not talked about often, you know, and it's not like we are encouraging any whole behavior if there is such a thing. What we are saying is, as evolved men and men that are still evolved, we are providing a space to let the men know that whatever your expectations are, you can be quite confident and confident in expressing those things to us without fear of being judged and any other negatives that come with being open.
Has dating failed if it doesn't lead to what you want it to lead to?
I think it depends on how you look at it. So I wouldn't say it has failed, because you could be initially dating this, quote unquote, dating this person, and you discover things in that person that you necessarily don't like. So, in other words, the quote-unquote failure is actually a positive. So I look at it. I wouldn't say it's a matter of failing. I would just say it's a matter of really the initial stages of getting to know what you really want, or to see if this person can fulfill what you need in the avenues that you need them at the moment. So whether it be sexually or you just want a companion, because guess what? People date not only with an end goal in mind sometimes. Natu made a point earlier that you can date multiple people at once. I feel like there are people that just go around and just date.
Serial daters.
Yeah, they're just serial daters, you know. They with no real end goal or with no, like...
But there's something I also find interesting in this whole dynamic, particularly in the Jamaican context, or maybe even in the Caribbean context. So, even if sex is one party intention for dating, what we often find, especially among women, is that commitment is often the bargaining chip for those who intend to get sex from dating. So women leverage commitment. It's a bargaining tool as well as it is a filter for most women.
So yeah, but they say, we'll commit just to get it though.
But yeah, men do.
In comes the 90-day rule. Like, you're not going to give it up until 90 days, not knowing fully well that a lot of men will commit for those 90 days, not just solely to you, because chances are he also has somebody that he's committing to for 30 days or for 60 days. So by the time it gets to your 90-day schedule...
Listen, a man will commit for 24 months, depending on who that woman is. We have nothing to do more than wait. So if you want to wait 24 months, shit. If you want to wait 36 months, I'll be here. Don't worry.
Yeah, a man will wait for as long as
it. If you make it a waiting game, we will play that game. And I think it transitions from dating to the dating game. So whatever, like, let's play this game. It's no longer about trying to see where it goes after this, but it's more about, since you set it out as this 90-day thing, let's see if I can do all the right things to get to that point. And when we get to that point, then this is over. And so, again, I think it is necessary for people to be upfront with their intentions. Not your expectations, it's two different things, right? Be upfront with your intentions. So even if it's to say you just want to see how it goes. And a lot of people find that offensive, but at least you know, when a man says, make we see how it go, that's not something to be offended by. That's at least you know, right? At least you know, and you can make your decision from that.
I mean, for some women, I get why that statement is a red flag. Because, you know, let's be honest, when we say, let's see where it goes, typically, we really know what we want when we want it. And so, typically, when we use that line, although it's an honest reflection of how we feel, the fact that it's an honest reflection of how we feel should be an indicator that whatever that woman's intention, if it is something that is fixated on the long term, a man who says to you, let's see where this goes, may not necessarily be as invested as you are. It doesn't mean that he isn't invested in your time, but for the level of investment that you might require, he might not be willing to give it at that.
But Natu and Karim will probably agree. How you're gonna invest in a company if you haven't seen the books? You can't expect me to have an idea of commitment in the back of my mind when I don't know what I'm getting into. So make we see how it goes is the closest thing that we get to saying, listen, I'm not ready for commitment yet, but I am open to it.
Let me ask you a question. I want to get a little personal. Steph, in your experience, did you pursue a woman with the intention to be committed? I'm curious. Are you just going it and wherever it lead, it lead?
That's the thing, because I don't really have a lot of experience when it comes to dating as we've defined it, right? It's usually how I do it. I find someone intriguing. We engage in something, even if it's informal. I'm not talking sex. We just decide that this is what we're going to be locked into each other. And wherever it leads is where it leads. And I enjoy that, right? And that's what I'm saying. If we're saying that dating doesn't have any expectations after it, then I would define that as dating, what I experience. But usually what I've seen is that dating has this expectation that it's supposed to blossom into something after that. Fortunately for me, the women that I pursued, those things ended up into full-blown relationships, right? And some good and some bad, but ultimately no regrets on either side. And that's because we were honest from day one.
And to an earlier point you made, I think I understand why, but I think it's a confusing message to send when you withhold sex as the ultimate thing to be given in a relationship. And by that I mean, if a woman decides that, I'm going to make you wait for sex, this is the 90 days, you know, however long they want to take. It isolates sex as the sole objective of the pursuer, in the sense that once I get this particular thing, like this has been the thing you were withholding for years or for months, and now that I got it, so you basically, by isolating it, you gave me the impression that this
that was you have to offer.
Thing
yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when I get that, I don't necessarily start to associate anything else with yeah. that amount of value, because I've already got the most valuable thing, and so I get it, but I think it sets a dangerous precedent. You know, and it runs contrary to what most women want, because they might be withholding the sex to the idea that, oh, yeah, I want this guy to see that, you know, I'm more than just mm-hmm. a piece of meat. But in doing that, you are saying, yo, like, once you get this piece of meat, you reach a pinnacle yeah. of who I am as a person. And I feel like that's pretty counterproductive to what most women might want to achieve by withholding.
So the dating or the dating, which one have you done more, or not two?
That talk came on cue. I think I've done more. In my one of the days and kind of thing, it's kind of like, let's see where this goes, and let me be clear that it's not necessarily the intent from the get go. It's more like, you know, this is what our interactions have evolved to become. We're honest about what our expectations are, but when we see things going a certain way, and then, you know, red flags are red flags, no matter how earlier, how late it's been. So when you see certain things, you start to reassess your intentions.
Wow. I would say a little bit about... I'd say about 50-50. Because, I mean, I would do the dating. I would do the dating phase. Let me tell you, I'm a chameleon. So it depends on the person I'm talking to. So if I realize that the person I'm talking to, they're the dating type, you know, they want to go out and drink wine and all of these things or whatever, I'll do that. And, you know, if it's a dead person, I'm down for that too.
but if you had to recommend a dating budget,
all right.
A dating budget.
All right, let me tell you something. if we're going to be practical, right, we're in Jamaica now, so we have to talk Jamaican dollars. That dating budget, wow. Honestly, I'll tell you too. In your mind, make sure you have at least 25,000 in your pocket.
That's for, is that per night or for like 2 months?
Hold on.
That's one date.
Here, why I said that, no man. It depends again on the type of woman that you're going out with. Just have that money in your mind, right? Because you don't know where that night may lead. You understand? So it can be way less than that and be happy if it comes to 10 or 8, which is very rare depending on where you take her. All right, but let me ask you a question. If you meet a woman that only goes to fine dining places, she likes her wine, she likes her lobster, she likes her this and that. First of all, when you go to these places, the prices aren't in Jamaican dollars. They're quoted in US dollars. That is an automatic $200 bill. Because you're going to be eating appetizer, then you're going to be getting your entree, and you're going to
and then you have the surcharge,
and then you have that. Now, if you're lucky, you might get a nightcap or a kiss at the end of the night. So that's what I said. Try not to date every single week or every day of the week. You know, you plan this thing. And you have a date on a budget, so you plan this thing. And you know, so boy, you go. It's an investment, you know. and again, you have different kind of dates. So you not only have dates where you know you're going to eat or whatever. You could have a simple movie date. You could
to the park,
have a date to the river.
Yes.
You could have a date to the country. Yeah, I let me tell you something. I like girls where I can be free with. I'm a movie person, right? And if I can't watch a movie with you, that's my first test. If I can't watch a movie with you, then, I mean, it's done.
I have a question. Do you experience different problems when you're dating?
For the few times that I have dated, right? And when I say dated, I mean, you know, you decide to fit somebody. You decide to spend money, go out, and all of these things. I wouldn't call it a problem, but there's the expectation that as a man, you're going to have to pay for everything. Well, as I said, I didn't have the problem, and I have no problem spending money when I go out with somebody. This is not even dating. This is just, if we go out, I usually offer to pay. Anybody, could have been bridging, whatever, right? But it's different when you come to the table literally with nothing in your purse, because there is the expectation that I am going to pay for everything. And what that does is that puts another expectation in the back of my mind that there is that one, this is a test, and this person is just trying to run up the bill just to see how long my pocket is. And even though I know that that is almost impossible to do, the fact that that's your intention kind of puts me on the back leg. And usually those are the people that I end up ghosting. Probably was not the best thing to do, but in the back of my mind, I shut down and I shut off. There is not going to be a second date because we never spoke about this thing. This was your expectation and you've made it. You've made it a game, right? When it comes to the deism thing now, it's like outside of being exclusive to some extent, there isn't really much expectations. Probably because a lot of the people that made it there with were also in relationships. Right? So all of the expectations were not necessarily on me. And we just decided that, you know, we are just going to be doing this thing. We have deep conversations and all of these things. Sex, yes. But beyond that is no formal relationship. There is no need to be going out to be taking you on dates and all of these things. That's my experience.
What are your expectations in each of those things? Specifically to you, you know, so it might vary across everybody.
Not to. You like putting me on the spot, you know. Back in the day.
Yeah.
I, Honestly, back in the day, there was no intention. I mean, let me not say it. My intention was for nothing more. No, you're a black man. You see, me have to watch how I answer these questions, you know, because I already have come off a sound too horrible. But all right. Honestly, I never, like, I rarely, if I'm dating somebody, that means I'm planning to take you serious. And I haven't had that many women that are considered a girlfriend, meaning I've been in a relationship with. I've had many women, but not many girlfriends. So when I talk to a girl, I pretty much just really entertain what she wants for whatever period of time until whatever objective I have has been met, and we pretty much see where it goes from there. And of course, based off where it go from there, could lead to a lifetime friendship or just good communication.
Can two people still date after sex happens early?
Yeah. Listen, you can date your wife, you know. You should be dating. You see the difference. I think that people, you see, they're in, when marriages start to deteriorate, you'll hear the counselors and yeah, set up date nights and these things. Try to rekindle the flame that was there.
Because as men, regardless of if, even though I said, you know, expectations about pain and all of these things, the reality is, as men, we love the chase, right? We love to pursue and we love to do the things that makes a woman feel good because it boosts our ego, right? And so even as Karim said, in marriage, you know, there needs to be that, like, rekindling that flame of, right, may I chase after you, may I try get with you, may I try get you, instead of relaxing and saying, now that I've gotten you, there is nothing else I need to do, you know? So definitely, like what Karim said, people should be dating in marriage and serious relationships too. I love that.
If sex comes early in seeing a woman in dating,
and on that note, we're gonna wrap up the episode. Natu, that needs that needs an episode by itself. I really think in that episode for love and sex. And the people can tell us what they think. Mm-hmm. Let's dive deeper in these concepts individually and collectively. And we can look at how our perceptions change as men before, during, and after sex. and also about love. Yes, Karim?
Definitely. No, I have nothing to say. Not to look to start problems.
But he's right. It's something that we need to address. It's something that we needed to address it. But we will address it. But gentlemen, I think this was another one of those very open, raw discussions. And this doesn't end here. And ladies and gentlemen, we are working up to a few big announcements. But we're not going to tell y'all just yet. But some very big announcements for Men's Truth. So again, we really just want to thank our listeners, our supporters who have been there from day one, from the first play. It's the road to 10K, and then who knows where we're going to go from there. So gentlemen, Karim, you know, thank you very much, bro.
Legendary.
Blessings, look over.